Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am moderator for this conference. Welcome to the conference call of Garden Ridge Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, arranged by Concept Investor Relations to discuss its Q1 FY25 results. We have with us today Commodore P.R. Hari, Indian Navy retired, Chairman and Managing Director, and Sri R.K. Das, Director of Finance and CFO. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. I would now like to hand the floor to Mr. Commodore P.R. Hari, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aditya. Ladies and gentlemen, a very good afternoon to each one of you. I am P.R. Hari, Chairman and Managing Director of your company. And along with me here are Sri R.K. Das, the Chief Finance Officer and Director of Finance, Ms. Aparajita Ghosh, General Manager of Finance, and Mr. Sandeep Mahapatra, the Company Secretary. My warm regards to all the participants who have taken their time from their busy schedule to attend this conference call. Before we discuss the financial highlights of Q1 FY25, I shall try and highlight them and enlighten you on the operational performance of the company and few other aspects that may be of interest to you. I shall go in the following sequence. I shall first touch upon our order book position, the new orders which we have received in the recent past, the execution status and the plan of action for completion of the projects, ongoing projects, the orders on the anvil, and a glimpse on the future outlook. Coming to the order book position, our total order book stands at ₹25,231.29 crores as on 30th of June 2024. This comprises of mostly shipbuilding orders. So I shall first touch upon the shipbuilding order. The P-17 Alpha project, three warships being constructed for the Indian Navy, eight anti-submarine shallow water class, three survey vessels large, and four next generation ocean going patrol vessels. All these ships put together, we are constructing 18 warships for the Indian Navy. In addition to that, these shipbuilding projects for the Navy, we are also executing a project for the Ministry of Earth Sciences, an oceanographic research vessel. And in addition, we are also executing four export projects. One ocean-going tug, an advanced 1,000-meter cube copper dredger, three fast patrol boats, and four multi-purpose vessels. Among these, the last 2-3 months, we have concluded the four contracts. The multi-purpose vessel contract for four ships was concluded with a European client, and there is an option for enhancing this quantity by another four. It means the total project could be for eight ships. Then, of course, two export projects that I mentioned regarding the dredger and the ocean-going tug, and also the oceanographic research vessel. All these four projects were, the contracts for all these projects were signed during the last 3 months. We have also been declared L1 for a project for the DRDO, Naval Physiological and Oceanographic Laboratory, for an acoustic research vessel for the Geological Survey of India, to coastal research vessels, and for the government of West Bengal, two projects for hybrid, advanced hybrid ferries. Coming to the projects on the anvil, I have been, during the last few interactions, I have been stating that the next generation COVID project, the RFP is likely to be out. Yes, the RFP is out, and we are currently in the process of preparation of the bid. And as far as we can see, things are moving on the right track. This is a high value project around 36,000 crore split between two shipyards. Well, one shipyard getting 5 ships and the L2 shipyard getting 3 ships. Thereafter, with both the Navy and the Coast Guard looking forward to expanding their fleet size, we expect the RFPs for two multi-purpose vessels. Approximate order value could be to the tune of around 1,000 to 1,200 crores. 5 next-generation survey vessels, 21 water jet FACs, 12 mine countermeasure vessels, 22 interceptor boats, and of course, followed by the P-17 Bravo and the landing platform down. In addition to these, RFPs from Coast Guard, Indian Coast Guard are likely to come for 6 next-generation ocean-going vessels and 18 next-generation fast patrol vessels. And leaving out the projects that Navy has in their horizon, that is the next-generation destroyers, the submarines, and the indigenous aircraft carrier. Now, coming to the overview of the projects that we are currently executing, I shall now provide you inputs as to what stage each of these projects has reached so far. The P-17 Alpha project is a 3-ship project that we are executing. The first ship has touched almost 75% of physical progress of construction, and the ship is currently being readied for harbor and sea trials. The second ship has reached around 62% of construction, and the third ship is following closely behind with around 50% of construction. Now, the first ship is expected to be delivered in the mid of the next calendar year, and the last of the ships is planned to be delivered during the mid of the calendar year 2026. Coming to the Survey Vessel Large project, this is the 4-ship project. Of these, the first ship has already been delivered. The ship was delivered during the end of the last calendar year 2023. December, we delivered the ship. The second ship has completed all the trials, and she is now getting ready for delivery, and we intend delivering the ship during the end of this month. The third and fourth ships, the third ship has reached almost 74% of physical progress, and she's getting ready for trial, and the fourth ship has touched around 70% of physical construction. We intend completing this project, that means delivery of the balance 3 ships, all the 3 ships, by the first quarter of FY26. Coming to the anti-submarine shallow water craft project, this is a 16-ship project, 8 being constructed by GRSC and 8 by another PSU shipyard. Of our 8 ships, the first ship has undergone the harbor trials and she's getting ready for the sea trials. And we expect to deliver this ship in another 3 months. The ship has now reached a physical progress of construction of around 90%. The next ship has touched around 65%, the third ship around 55%, and so on. As far as this project is concerned, we intend completing this project by FY27, that means delivery of all the 8 ships. Coming to the next generation OPV project, 4-ship project, we signed the contract during March last year. The progress is good, and the first 2 ships have already touched around 25% of construction, and we have already started production of the last 2 ships also. As far as the new orders which we have, for which we have signed a contract during the last 3 months, the pre-production activities, the design activities, commercial activities are currently in progress, and we expect all these projects to move as per schedule. So I have touched upon our main vertical, that is the shipbuilding. And in addition to shipbuilding, our other business verticals include ship repairs, commercial shipbuilding. Of course, I subsume commercial shipbuilding within the core shipbuilding activity. In case of ship repairs, we started in a very modest fashion around 2 years back. And at the point of time, around 1%, just about 1% of our revenue was being generated by cruise shipbuilding, ship repair. And over the last 2 years, we have enhanced it to almost 5%. In addition to ship repair, we also have a vertical on portable steel bridges. Here, as I had stated before, we were and we are, we continue to be the market leader, Indian market leader. And happy to inform you that the turnover, of course, it is modest. If you look at our overall turnover, we have enhanced the turnover from around 60 crores to 140 crores recently. And the tempo is being maintained. And we have live MOUs with the Border Roads Organization, the National Highways Infrastructure Development Corporation, and a few of the state public works department. So this vertical is currently doing well. In addition to this, we had ventured into green shipping. In green shipping, we had, during our last interaction, we had mentioned, I had mentioned that we had completed a project for the government of West Bengal, fully electric ferry. This ferry is the largest in terms of passenger capacity within India, 150 passenger capacity ferry. So we have done the technical delivery of the ship to the government, and we expect the formal takeover during the coming month. Happy to inform you that I had mentioned before that we have won two more projects for the government of West Bengal for construction of 13 in number advanced hybrid ferry. Here we see a huge potential, because as with many other European nations, India also intends to go green as early as possible, specifically for inland water transportation. So this is an area where we see huge potential, and we are moving on the right track. One project already ready and delivered, and with this new project coming up from the government of West Bengal for 13 more ferries, I feel we have made a good foothold in this market. Export has been a focus area for us. During our last interaction, I have stated that during our next meeting, that is today, I'll be able to share you the happy news of a contract which was then being negotiated. We have concluded a contract with a European client, a German client, for 4 multi-purpose vessels, as I had mentioned, for with an option clause of 4 more vessels. Now, with most of the European nations looking at India as a destination for construction of commercial vessel, we see a huge opportunity on this front. Autonomous platforms. With the Navy having promulgated its autonomous roadmap, we see future on development of autonomous platforms. With this intent, we had successfully developed prototypes for surface and subsurface autonomous platforms, and we are in the process of developing a maritime operations capable drone. So once that product is also developed, we would have autonomous platforms in all three domains of operation. As a nation, with respect to development of autonomous platforms, the technology competency is still in nascent stage, but we expect in future, maybe in the next 5 to 10 years, market opportunities for autonomous platforms will be definitely on an uprise. As far as collaborations are concerned, we have active collaboration with globally renowned OEMs for co-production of marine diesel engine and for water jets. What we intend doing is to translate these MOUs to license agreement, which will in turn be utilized for co-production of these equipment for use on board Indian Naval platforms. So in a nutshell, with Navy and Coast Guard on a fleet expansion drive, the opportunities that are available for us in the next, in the immediate future and in the foreseeable future are substantial. I had given you a glimpse earlier on the platforms that are likely to be coming up through RFPs. We shall also be focusing on ship repairs, exports, specifically for commercial vessels, green platform development, and development of marine diesel engines while nurturing the small vertical of our portable daily bridges division. I have finished. I'm open for any questions from you now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your question to three per participant. Should have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. Our first question is from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity. I have three questions. The first one,
sorry to interrupt, sir. Please use your handset while asking a question.
No, I'm using my handset only. Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Your voice is yes.
Can you speak a bit more louder, please, Mr. Amit?
Yes, I will do. So my first question is on the order book that we have at the moment, and if you can split it across the platforms that we are currently doing. That is the first question.
Yeah, please go ahead. I will take all your questions and answer them together.
Okay. The second one is that considering the current crisis in Bangladesh, I understand that we had two orders from Bangladesh also. So do we expect some delay in execution or delay in payment? And Bangladesh was one of the countries where in past also we have supplied vessels. So are we looking at a little bit of pause in ordering from that country? The third question is on next generation corvettes. It's widely highlighted that the RFP is out now. When do we expect the order for this? These are my three questions.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Amit. Now coming to the order book detail, the order book as on 30th of June stands at 25,231.29 crores. I'll just give a breakup of this. 90% of this comes from the shipbuilding segment. The P-17 Alpha, the remaining portion of the order book is 14,392 crores. That comes to almost 55 to 56% of the total order book. The anti-submarine shallow water craft, 4,600 crores approximately. Survey vessel large, 855 crores. This project is, as I mentioned, it's likely to finish within a year. The next generation ocean-going patrol vessels, 3,183 crores. The oceanographic research vessel for the Ministry of Earth Sciences, 800 crores. The export orders, that is, so the multi-purpose vessels, the dredger, and the ocean-going tug are put together around 750 crores. In addition to that, we also have an order for around 200 crores, 230 crores worth on a naval surface there. So this gives you a broad breakdown of the order book. Now coming to the second point, what you had mentioned about Bangladesh. See, I have given you an overall status of the order book. Order book total value is 25,231. The percentage of the Bangladesh orders both put together is just about 1.2%. So any combination, the impact is insignificant. One. Second, we do not see any issue. Unlike a normal manufacturing industry, whether you place an order for a product and you get it within a day, within a month, within a week. Here, shipbuilding orders are long lead time activities, where depending upon the size of the platform, the delivery time, project duration ranges from a very, very aggressive 18 months to 36 months, and in some cases, 60 months. We feel the current situation is a passing phase. As with every situation which has happened so far in the world, we don't see any impact. on our project execution. But both the contracts have already been concluded, and right now the preparatory activities of production are in hand. So to answer your question, in a nutshell, we don't see any impact with respect to the current situation on project execution. The third point you had asked about the next generation forward. As I mentioned, the RFP is out. We expect the bid submission during this month. And from then, in the normal course of events, how the system works, it takes around 4 months for the L1 to be declared. And from then, the most optimistic scenario would be another 6 to 9 months for conclusion of contract. I presume I've addressed all your queries. You can just calculate and see where it falls with respect to the contract value. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Very clear. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Harshit Kaparia from Ilara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and good set of quarters. I think this has been your best quarter as far as Q1 is concerned. So just wanted to get your sense, how do you see this run rate of 1,000 crores which you have achieved in Q1? Do you think this run rate is going to continue for the balance of the year, given that your order book has increased? That's the first question. Secondly, can you dwell a bit on the order pipeline apart from the next generation Corvette? Any large order which you are sensing where discussions have started, maybe RFI or RFP can be launched in next 2 or 3 years? Any color would be helpful.
Thank you, Ms. Arshir. Thank you for your wishes regarding the Q1 results. Yes, the results have been good. And we feel that sets the good tempo for the full financial year. Now, yes, the figures are good. You had asked a specific question on maintaining the run rate. I had mentioned this earlier also in a lighter way. This is not a T20 match or even a one-day series. In case of shipbuilding, that's the point which I would like to reiterate. It's a long race, like a test match at best. So, yes, we would like to maintain the run rate and considering the order book position and also the current state of projects where we are in a position for our major projects where the maturity is adequate for revenue generation, we feel we'll be able to maintain that tempo. That is as per our project execution strategy, I repeat, and also the project current status, current maturity level, and also the healthy order book that we are having. Now, you are asking about the order pipeline. I had mentioned that we have been declared L1 on a couple of RFPs that the bids have been opened recently. The contract negotiations are in progress. We expect these contracts to be signed within the next 3 to 6 months. Plus the NGC, where we are also eagerly looking forward. There's an 8-ship contract with the L1 taking 5 and L2 taking 3. So the probability factor is very, very high. In addition to this, both the Navy and the Coast Guard are likely to come up with RFPs. I cannot fix a time for that, but in my association, if you just split it into two parts, one short term in the next 1 year, and second is from the next 1 year to 4 years, that means a 3-year period from first to fourth year. In the first year, the RFPs for multipurpose vessels 2 and next generation survey vessels 5 and 22 water jet FACs. These three are likely to come from the Navy, and from the Coast Guard, 22 interceptor boats and 6 next generation OPVs. These are likely to come from the Coast Guard. Thereafter, from the first year to fourth year, the P-17 Bravo, then the mine countermeasure vessels, plus MCMB, mine countermeasure vessel, it's a high value order, 12 vessels that are AON cost of around 32,000 crores. And the P-17 Bravo, of course, you know, it's high value project. So that is the mid to long term, including the LPDs, which maybe has been taking induction for the last 5 to 10 years.
Fair enough, sir. This was really helpful. And just last question on the margin front. I know you have been addressing the margin query, but we are still not...
I think your three questions are over. But margin seems to be a very favorite topic, so I will answer this question.
Okay, no, thanks for this. Just on, you know, our run rate has touched now 1,000 crores, but we are still margins are sub below 6%, you know. You know, any color you can give us that would be helpful. Will it be able to touch a double-digit margin if the run rate improves from here on?
See, I'll put it this fashion. I have mentioned this and I need to reiterate that in shipbuilding, their orders are on competitive shipbuilding. Their majority of our revenue comes from shipbuilding. Their orders are won on competitive basis. We strive to maintain PAT margins of plus 7.5%. And we have been maintaining these margins, and we will continue maintaining these margins in future also. But you also must understand that when the revenue goes, the revenue will grow substantially in the coming years. It certainly cannot be directly proportional to the margin increase. We'll have to strike a balance. What I can assure you from our perspective is that we'll be able to maintain margins of similar kind, that means 8% PAT margins in the coming quarters of the year. Thank you.
Understood. Thank you and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Venkatesh from Logic Tree Consultancy Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So based on your guidance and over the last many quarters on the shipbuilding cycle and how our execution has been progressing, we have been doing some modeling, but I think we did miss a couple of estimates of what we did. So considering that we have to complete what we have in hand right now by the middle of 27, CY25, CY26 would be very crucial year. Would it be fair to assume that probably in FY25 and FY26, you will have to report top lines of close to 6,000, 7,000 odd crores, probably in a trot, and then another year of 6,000 crores? Because if the execution is on track, this has to get completed rather than, I would say, 4,000, 8,000 or something. So I'm just trying to figure out how it comes, because the similar order cycle for Mazagon Docks follows the same pattern, but their vessels are slightly different. But could you just guide us, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Venkatesh. I had explained about the shipbuilding cycle where it forms the S-curve. So there is a phase in shipbuilding where the revenue recognition is maximum. So in our position, we are exactly in that phase with respect to our max revenue generation project, that is the PCT number. The second aspect that you brought out was that considering the execution of these projects by FY 27, that is PCT number by FY 27, yes, the revenue generation will go up. Now, I will just highlight one aspect, so that we are all on the same page. Now, when a shipbuilding order is given, the order value for the P-17 Alpha project was initially 19,293 crores. After that, I'm just giving an example so that you understand clearly. After that, the government enhanced the order value considering certain fluctuations from the developmental orders. Basically, some of the equipment are being developed within India. So, considering the fluctuations in cost, they enhanced the order value to around 21%. Now, that means the order value for P7 and Alpha is 21%. Now, of this 21%, 15% of the order value comprises of base, it's called base and depot spares. That is 85% of this 21%. Is the ship construction cost, and 15% is the base and depot spares. Now, what are these base and depot spares? Base and depot spares are spares which we order and then supply to the Navy for maintaining the ship throughout its life cycle. Now, some of these are required right from the first day that the ship is delivered, maybe if a defect occurs or if any requirement comes. So I assume a very, very conservative 5% of the 15% having been delivered before the ship is delivered to Navy. That leaves around 10%. This 10% is delivered over the next 1 or 2 years as per the Navy's requirement, because some of them are very long lead items. Now, in E-17 Alpha, out of this 21,000, we have already completed around 7,000. As I mentioned, when we are discussing the order book, we are still left with around 14,392 crores. Now, of this 15% base and depot spares, if 5% we deliver at the time of delivering of the ship, still 10% would be remaining. That means around 1,500 crores out of the 14,392 will still remain for the next 1 year. Same is applicable for all the naval shipbuilding projects. So, what I'm trying to say, that when we deliver or complete a project with respect to delivery of the ship, still a percentage, right, given a ballpark of 10% remaining. Considering notwithstanding all these things, when we are completing the project by FY24, there will still be, you're absolutely right, there will still be a year, a financial year, where our revenues will cross the 6%. It is pure mathematics. I cannot pinpoint whether it is 5,700 or 6,200, but between now, that is FY25, 26, and naturally FY27 also, because the ship will be delivered during the year. These 3 years are going to be the peak years, with FY26 most likely the highest in terms of revenue generation.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Karthik Bhatt, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I missed the timeline that you mentioned for 17P Alpha, second and third ship.
Could you repeat once again? Voice of the blip.
Mr. Timelines that you mentioned for delivery for second and the third P-17 Alpha. Can you please repeat, sir?
Sure. First ship, I'm sure you heard. The second ship, P-7 Alpha, right now it's around 62% construction. First ship around 50. Second ship, that's what you want to know. We intend delivering by February 2026, and third ship by the mid of the same year. That means by around August, September 2026.
Okay, sure. And sir, any further update on E-17 Bravo? And when are we likely to have any further, when it's likely to be?
First point is that P-17 Bravo is definitely a project that is going to come, because Navy wants to build more ships of the same kind, because they first built P-17, then now the P-17 Alpha, and P-17 Bravo is very much on the anvil. That is as per their perspective plan. Now, when the project is likely to come, we, a very, very conservative estimate, the header could be out maybe by mid of 2025.
Okay, sure, sir. And sir, out of this order book of about 25,300 crores, about 20 to 25% can we consider a ballpark, which is supposed to be delivered over the next 12 months?
No. 20 to 25. Well, you mentioned next 10 months?
Over the next 10 months or so?
No. In the, I had actually elaborated the delivery timelines a bit earlier. You may have missed. I can just run you through that once again. We are, of these 18 platforms, which are the naval orders, which are high value orders, we intend completing the Survey Vessel large project in the coming 1 year. And the anti-submarine shallow-water craft, a couple of ships will be delivering this year. But that apart, the revenue generation will come from the P-7 Alpha project, which is now at a stage where maximum revenue generation takes place. Now, if you are asking me what will be the revenue generation during FY25, I will just give you a background. In FY22, our revenue from operations was 1754. In FY23, it was 2561. In FY24, it was 3592. So we'll maintain the similar trend. Last time also I mentioned that we will give a growth of between 25 to 30%.
Okay, sure. And sir, I think regarding the Bangladesh project, I think there were a couple of them that you mentioned, ocean going vessel and then the cube pressure. So including all of those, you're saying that the impact is less than 1%. And also it's more of a passing phase.
We feel it is a passing phase, and the percentage of oil value is just 1.2.
Okay.
Not understanding that apart. As I mentioned, right now the preparatory activities are in place. Once the production anyway is happening in India, we are immune to the conditions there. And the lead time for delivery is far away. It is almost 2 years from now. So we don't see any impact on these projects.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Divesh Shah from Uchit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Divesh, please tell me.
Sir, you have very nicely elaborated all your orders and schedules for the projection. Sir, we as the investors are very layman. So my simple understanding is just now one answer to the previous question, you have given a guidance of 25 to 30%. Our order book is to be precisely 25,000 crore. So, sir, roughly in a value terms, within next 2 years, how much value we will be executing? You have every schedule in your hand, month wise, quarter wise. So, how much we will complete by 26th March? Combination of 25 and 26. So let us bifurcate into two parts of 25,000 crore. How much we will complete in first 2 years? Next immediate 2 years.
Okay. Thank you. Now, as far as FY25 is concerned, I just give an indication to the previous caller that we are targeting a growth of around 25% of the current year. And we expect to maintain the similar tempo in the next year also. You must understand that. One second, please. They like to understand that this is due to the project maturity stage. As I mentioned earlier, the 17 Alpha is in a state where the revenue is coming in. So if we are able to maintain a 25 to 30% of growth in the current year and the next year, you yourself can assess where we'll be standing. And one more thing. When I have stated that we'll be completing the orders by FY27, that is for the orders which we were already executing. You may also note that in the last few months, we have received orders, fresh orders. So naturally, the fresh orders will be as per the project timelines, which will definitely I understand the last of these projects will be in FY29. That is some of the new projects. So, just to answer your question, yes, 25 to 30% growth this year, and a similar growth next year.
Sir, to understand the maths, I am very weak in maths. To understand the maths, sir, 25% of 4,000 crore of last year comes to 5,000 crore, roughly plus or minus 5-10%. And then above that, 30% comes to 6,500 crore. So within next 2 years, it comes down to be 11,500 crore. And remaining is, and one statement you gave that 26 will be the maximum value. So I fail to understand how 25,000 crore will be executed in next 4 years. Because
FY25, the beginning of FY25.
Yeah, yeah.
The 25,000, I repeat again, the 25,000 crores comprised of earlier orders, the 17 Alpha, the naval projects, and also the new projects that we have recently obtained. Many of these new projects will spill over. Second, to a previous caller, I had explained that within the order book, a certain percentage is for the base and depot spares, of which on a conservative basis, around 10% will be provided to the customer after the ship is delivered, after the project is completed. So if
okay.
you just take, if you remove the new orders, that means if you remove the new orders, the order book position, if you remove the new orders which have recently come, the order book falls to, it will come to around 22,000-23,000. From that, again, you remove the 10%, that at least the net will come to around 20,000. Of these 20,000, actually, exactly, based on my input, that if you are getting a 25 to 30%, yes, around 11,500 crores will go in the coming year and the next year, with just about 10,000 crores remaining in the next 2 years. So it's a fair assessment.
Yes, 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 sir. Very good. Excellent answer, sir. And same way, sir, regarding the margin, I will put it into different ways, sir. Our quarterly margin are not similar. So on yearly basis, can you give a ballpark figure ke what should be on yearly basis our margin, EBITDA margin should be? How we can judge as a layman?
I will just go to the PAT margin because I always work on the PAT margin. The PAT margin will maintain a minimum of 7.5 to 8%.
Okay.
On an yearly basis, we can assure there will be marginal fluctuations up or down quarter to quarter depending upon the project maturity, but we'll maintain a PAT margin of 7.5 to 8%. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Gagan from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, sir. The order pipeline that you've indicated, one, if you could cumulatively, you know, give the total value of, because you rattled out so many projects in such a short span that it's, you know, difficult for us to sort of keep tabs on it. One, second, you perhaps did not give the entire value of the pipeline. Two, so therefore, you know, if you could give the total value of the pipeline, and if possible, you know, at least mention the critical key ones.
Sure. Thank you. But you must also understand that what I'm going to indicate is based on our appreciation of and the inputs on the perspective plans of both the Navy and the Coast Guard. At this juncture, I'm keeping away what we are foreseeing outside the country with the commercial shipbuilding segment and for the other export activities. So I'm just focusing on our appreciation of the Indian Navy and the Indian Coast Guard requirements. Now, as you are aware, the next generation corvette I just mentioned earlier as an answer to one of the callers, the AON, that is the AON cost which has been approved by the Defense Acquisition Council around 2 years back, was 36,000 crores. Split between two shipyards. The L1 shipyard will get around 22,000 crores, and the second shipyard, L2 shipyard, the three ships will get 13,500 crores. As I had mentioned, that the RFP is out, so we expect the L1 declaration 4 months from now, and from then, it will take around 6 months to 9 months for the contract conclusion. Why I'm going into that much of details for this project? Because the RFP is already out. Now, coming to the next is the two multi-purpose vessels, our assessment of the cost is around, order value is likely to be around 1,200 crores. Then five next-generation survey vessels, around 3,000 crores could be the order value. And 22 water jet FACs, the order value could be to around 2,200 crores. These three projects, we expect the RFP to come out in the next 1 year. This is for the Navy. So the Coast Guard, we expect RFPs for 22 interceptor boats around 1,200 crores and 6 next-generation ocean-going patrols, that is around 2,000 crores. We expect these RFPs also to come out in the next 1 year. Now, after that, after the first year, that means 1 year to 4 years, we expect the RFP for 12 mine countermeasure vessels. This is a project, high-value project. The AON cost, for this project, the AON has already been accorded. The AON cost is around 32,000 crores. In addition to that, we also expect the RFP for 2 LPDs. This project has been going on for some time. This is there in the Navy's wish list. It has moved up and down. This is a high-value order. It's around 25,000 to 30,000 crores, 2 vessels. Then for the Coast Guard, 18 next-generation fast patrol vessels. The order value is likely to be around 4,000 crores. Plus the P-17 Bravo ships, there are 7 ships which the Navy is taking, and the order value could be to the tune of around 70,000 crores. These are the RFPs that I expect to come out, we expect to come out, between the first year 1 to 4, that 3-year bracket. I'm leaving out the next generation destroyer, the submarines, and the indigenous aircraft carrier, if at all, as we do not have any clarity on these 3 projects. Does that answer your question to an extent?
Yes, sir, to a very large extent, that's very, very helpful. And so, I mean, even if, you know, we execute over the next 3 years almost,
Sorry, your voice is a bit blurred. Could you?
Yeah, better now? Can you hear me now? So I'm saying that, you know, the 2 large projects which you execute by FY27, you know, a total value of almost 17,000-18,000 crores, ex of the base and depot spares. Given this kind of pipeline, there is no reason to believe that the order book at any point in time should be dropping below what we currently have, you know, despite of a very sharp execution ramp up.
We have been maintaining a 20,000 plus crore order book, despite our revenue from operations, as you rightly said, it is moving up in a sharp manner for the last 4 to 5 years. If the projects that are on the anvil, if the RFPs are out on time, and if you succeed in the NGC project, yes, we'll be able to maintain order book positions above the figure that I just stated.
And finally, sir, I mean, from a capacity standpoint, you know, if you're able to very successfully bid for some of these very large orders, you know, the mine countermeasures, the next generation corvettes and the water jets and so on, P-17B also. From a capacity standpoint, what do you envisage will be your requirements, you know, over the next 3 to 5 years? And what sort of investment will they entail?
A very interesting question. Yes, we are fully seized of the capacity, current capacity, and the need to enhance our capacity. Now, our capacity, shipbuilding capacity, the stated shipbuilding capacity is for concurrent construction of 20 platforms, that is 8 large and 12 small and medium. This we had got up from a very modest figure of around 12 to 20 after a certain modernization process. Considering that we are fully aware about the projects that are coming, we have already initiated the process of capacity enhancement. And just for information, we have 3 dedicated shipbuilding units, and one of our units has been completely revamped. And by the end of this calendar year, our shipbuilding capacity will enhance from 20 to 24 ships. This is one part. Second, going beyond the boundaries, the physical boundaries of our shipyard, we have also taken over 3 dry docks on long-term lease basis from the Kolkata Port Trust. We are exclusively using that facility for ship repairs because we didn't want to mix up ship repairs and shipbuilding. In addition to that, when we had realized that concurrent construction will facilitate faster, project progress, we have got into a public-private partnership model with 2 of the shipyards and successfully implemented that. So what I'm trying to say, it's a 3-pronged approach. One, enhance the capacity within our physical boundaries from 2024 by this calendar year and effectively utilize the trade-offs that we have taken on. Because in case of shipbuilding, one of the major assets that we need is trade-off and building this. So utilize these trade-offs which we have taken off from the Kolkata Port Trust. And just to make a statement, we are also looking for other facilities wherein we can do concurrent construction. In addition to the partnerships we have got with capable private players with spare capacity. Just for information, we also have a tie-up with shipyards, private shipyards on the Western Front. So should a situation come, we are all live partnerships. Should a situation come where we get more export orders in a single route executing them on the West Coast. So capacity-wise, we do not see a limitation now or in the coming years.
Right. And can I take one more or should I get back in the queue later?
Unless you are going to ask me any tricky question, you may please.
Yeah. So from a manpower perspective, I mean, naval architects, welders, and, welding specialists, the current, pipeline, is the manpower availability adequate to meet these requirements or you feel, there could be a competition for talent which will lead to a cost spiral of any sort?
I'm hearing this kind of questions for the first time. Very interesting question. Yes, absolutely right. There is a necessity to enhance the strength of skilled manpower. But just for information, we have adopted a strategy wherein non-core jobs are outsourced. Non-core means we retain the core strength in certain activities like fabrication of complex blocks, design activities, our core commercial activities and shafting and so on. So core strengths we retain and non-core activities we outsource. But yes, the advantage of an outsourced model is that that is scalable. But yes, there is a need and again, we have experimented this with the P70 Alpha project. We have experimented this with the commercial shipbuilding project that we are going to execute. The outsourced manpower for non-core activities is absolutely scalable and we have got vendors working at my premises, the JRC premises, from places as separate geographically, separated as between Chennai and Mumbai. So manpower resources, human resources is not a problem, but yes, it's the point for us to make. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sunil Shah from Sri PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I guess most of the questions have been very nicely and in detail explained. Sir, I have just one point to ask and check with you. Sir, in terms of the government's priority post the election mandate, which is, what is there in front of everybody, has the priority taken some kind of a backseat for, announcing orders or Make in India stuff or, is there any change pre-election and post-election? If you could make us understand a little bit on that. Is there any delays? Because earlier we were talking about the next generation COVID orders or maybe, it would fall in place by September or so. But now maybe, so I just want to understand whether things are in line or they have taken a slight slow stance from the government. That's the only question, sir, that I would like to understand from you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a tricky question because I am a part of the government. But I'll answer as clearly as possible. In our appreciation, there has been no let-up in the pace. Since you specifically mentioned the next generation COVID, as per the DAP, from the time the AON is obtained to RFP, 30 months time is there, and the government has issued the tender ahead of that 30 months. It is moving very much on schedule. From our appreciation, the government initiatives in enhancing the shipbuilding industry in India, we are eagerly waiting for the policy, the promised policy to come out soon. So things are moving in the right direction. Just to answer another question, another statement which you made, as far as the Make in India efforts are concerned, 66 of the 66 ships being built for the Indian Navy 64 are being constructed by Indian shipyards, and two of the shipyards, the orders were placed much earlier. Two of the order, the ships which are being constructed outside, the orders were placed much earlier. In our application, none of the orders for Indian Navy construction are going out of India. As far as Coast Guard is concerned, 100% of the ships being constructed for the Coast Guard are being constructed by Indian shipyards. So in our application, there is no let-up in pace, there is no change in policy, things are moving as good and as fast as possible. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Just one point, sir. Even on the Project Bravo, which is the 70,000 crore order, of which, you know, 4 and 3 would be the bifurcation, even that could be on schedule. Just the only point I want to clarify for myself.
See, all I can say is that there's a process involved in, when you say schedule, there's a process involved in getting an approval by the government, there's the DAC approval, and thereafter the RFP issuance. That's why I had made a statement that in our appreciation, the RFP could come out during 2025, during the fag end of 2025. That is our appreciation. Now, the fact is that Navy wants these vessels, and I'm sure we'll put in our efforts to get the tender out as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you, Aditya, and thank you, Gaurav from Concept IR, for organizing this conference call. I'd like to pay my sincere gratitude to all my analysts and investor friends who have taken time out of their busy schedule and listened to us today. If you have any further queries, I request all of you to please get in touch with us, and we would be happy to address each one of your queries. Thank you once again. Wish you a very, very happy Independence Day. Jai Hind.
Thank you. On behalf of Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.